Going back to the reading that the lump of foam sutta, that I feel that one of the things that is kind of, and I think we talked about that a bit earlier in one of the earlier readings, is with respect to emptiness in that particular teaching, talking about emptiness in relationship to the five khandhas. There's a, with each of those five examples, the lump of foam, the water bubble, like when a raindrop hits the top of a pond and a bubble forms and so on. For each of those five, they're quite different from each other, but in each case, there's a form, but no essence. There's a shape. There is a shape. There's the mirage. There's the shape of the lump of foam, or there is the trick that the conjurer is doing. There's a shape, there's a form, but no essence, no substance. And so that's a, I feel, is a significant element of that particular teaching. So when we are talking about, and I think the last reading we had, I was using the word transparency as a way of talking about emptiness, so that there's a shape, there's a form, but it's transparent. You can see through it, or like a shaft of sunlight. You can, there's a shape, but there's no resistance when you walk through it. There's no pressure. And so in these reflections on emptiness, it's not a negation of the sensory experience, but it's a way of, in a sense, holding them in the attitude with a spacious attitude, so that there's an appreciation of the shapes, the forms, the structures, but not adding anything to it.